Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, everybody, it is Sports Daily. If you missed anything with Dan Israel, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. The show's always podcasted there. A great way to tune in if you're not in your car from 9 to 11. Shout out to those listening to us on the podcast right now. I know a lot of people do. We're glad to be able to bring that to you. And thank you for tuning in, however it is that you tune in, whether you watch, you listen live, you listen later, whatever it is, we appreciate it. Tommy, any of the conversation there with Dan Israel, pretty succinct, right? The offensive line's a problem. They need to run the ball. They get a great opportunity this weekend against one of, if not the worst, run defenses in football. They get Isaiah Pacheco back. Don't start the Chiefs receivers on your fantasy teams this week, I would say, because they need to run the ball a ton in this game and get right both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's really getting back to the basics. You've got that opportunity with taking on a Panthers team that is not very good. And I know that they're going through a rebuild and all of that, and they have played a little bit better in the last couple of weeks, but still you've got that opportunity if you're the Chiefs to get right, to reset a little bit, and get back on track, and I think that's what they'll do.
All right, let's talk college basketball then, Tommy. I looked at this and was laughing. I didn't realize how bad Mississippi Valley State is. They play K-State. KU also plays tonight against UNC Wilmington, who's not a joke. Like, they're much better, even though KU's a big favorite. We'll get to them in a minute. So Mississippi Valley State, Tommy. We said Monmouth was one of the worst teams in the country. Mississippi Valley State is the worst team in the country. KenPom has them literally ranked last. The line is 40 points. K-State is a 40-point favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is no chance I'm taking K-State on a 40-point line. But listen to this. Iowa State beat them by 39. Mizzou beat them by like 82, I think, if my math is correct. No. 72. Sorry. Texas beat them by 46. So that's where that comes in. But Mississippi Valley State has a win, Tom.
They do.
They've got a win on the season.
They do. They looks like they beat Mississippi. Wait, who they beat? The Mississippi University for women. Wait, what? That's got to be a typo.
Listen. No, that's correct.
That's right.
And you know, it's very asterisk for everybody listening. Nobody get their feelings hurt, please, at the conversation we're going to have and make jokes at in light of. Please. Nobody's got time for overreactions politically. But this feeds this talking point right now in the election. A, Mississippi University for Women. I'm looking for a box score on this game. I can't find one.
I'm assuming
they field a men's basketball team.
They do. They have a men's basketball team at the Mississippi University for Women. Yeah, I'm looking at their roster right now.
So Mississippi Valley State won that game, and I don't know anything about that program.
They were led by Trent Walker in that game. That he scored 12 points on in 24 minutes. He's a 6'4" guard for Mississippi University for women.
Most of the schools that used to be school, you know, went back when they did that sort of thing, have like changed the name of the school, right?
Jad's got a point.
Well, they have changed the name of the school, and I gotta say, Mississippi University for Women is a lot better. That was a good name change, because it was previously the Industrial Institute and College for the Education of White Girls.
Oh. Okay. So the Mississippi University for Women.
They would have been
terrible at basketball, right? That's their new name. That's not anything that they needed. That's what they moved to.
Yeah.
Okay. My goodness gracious.
They're the Owls. The Owls of Mississippi University for Women. They're men's basketball team.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Team.
I'm having a hard time with this. I'm going to... Anywho, that is their... One more time on that old name, Jad. What was the old name?
The Industrial Institute and College for the Education of White Girls.
Okay.
By the way, they've admitted men to the university since 1982. And apparently, as of 2022, this is according to Wikipedia, men make up 23% of the student body.
Okay. Well, listen, I applaud them for keeping the name Mississippi University for Women, only for the sense that it's comedy. I always appreciate good comedy. And at the time where these things are in, it just cracks me up.
How about this? Okay, so this is really fascinating, I feel like.
It is.
So they've admitted men since 1982, but men's sports were not introduced until the 2017-2018 school year. That was the first time that there have been men's sport programs: baseball, cross country, soccer, basketball, golf, and tennis. They are an NCAA Division III school.
So Mississippi Valley State got them by 15.
Correct.
Otherwise, they've been terrible. Back to the original point, 40-point line. We can't not do something with that. Like, we can't just ignore that line, can we? Like, so then you get into, can K-State cover a 40-point spread? Like, we have to take some piece of that. Like, we have to.
Is Kansas State better than Missouri in basketball? I think the answer is a resounding yes. Missouri is, they're not good at all. And Missouri beat Mississippi Valley State by 70 points, 72 points. So, yeah, I mean, I think a 40-point spread is probably in play.
I got to say, we got to take the line. We got to take 40. It's going to be floating around like 38 to 42 points, and it'll be a nail biter at the end. So if for no other reason to like really lock into that game, just take the 40 points. It'll be fascinating. Fascinating tonight. All right. KU, Tommy, plays UNC Wilmington. Much, much, much better team so far this year. They're actually 160 in the KenPom. They are no slouch here. They're 3-0. 23-point line. That is a line I would not touch, by the way. What do we want to see? It feels like a really long time since we've seen KU play. They did play this weekend, but it sort of got lost in the translation of a football weekend as it was against Oakland. It feels like a long time since they played a meaningful game. I think this could be. What do you want to see tonight in the UNC Wilmington game with Duke looming, but not for another week?
Yeah, I'd like to see Flory Badunga, have some really positive minutes. That's something that I'm really looking for, because in the last couple of matchups, and that's excluding the Oakland game, but when they played the high-level opponents in Michigan State, and then before that, I think you need to see him be a lot more effective, out on the court. The North Carolina game also, have him be on the court and not commit fouls. That's going to be a major point for me, because you need to have somebody behind Hunter Dickinson that can be effective coming in relief of Dickinson. So, again, the competition level continues to increase for Kansas heading into the holidays. And so knowing that, I'd like to see Badunga get some really quality minutes tonight.
I would. That's a good one. I like that. We know about Hunter Dickinson. There's not really much we need to see, and you could put him on ice even a little bit. Yeah. Maybe that would be
so
nice.
So here's one thing
see.
About Badunga that kind of, speaks to that point. He's playing about 13 minutes a game, and he's averaging over 2 fouls per game in that 13 minutes. That's
he's
far too much. So, he's fouling too much. He's not able to stay on the court. So I would like to see that improve for him.
But I don't think this is a game where they're going to just be able to put it on cruise control like in the first half. I think I would be pleasantly, but I would be a little surprised by that. Zeke Mayo continues to be the other big offensive piece. I'd really like to see AJ Storr and Rylan Griffin take over offensively in a game. One, if not both of those guys, would be very nice to see them elevate and just sort of set the tone, because I want to see that they can do that if they need it. Right. If KU at any point needs one of those guys to have that kind of game, which they come in with that kind of pedigree, I'd like to see him be able to do that tonight. Might be an opportunity for that as well, sort of along your same lines of easing up on Dickinson a bit.
Well, and also this was notable from the game against Oakland. I didn't realize this. Shaquille Moore played for the first time this season. He only played 5 minutes. I know they're trying to work him back from his foot surgery, and it sounds like they put a 5-minute limit on him, but trying to work him back in. And that's important, because I think the Jayhawks have really been searching for who is going to be their main lockdown defender on this team. And Shaquille Moore, I think, has shown in his career that he is a really good, if not great, defender. And so the more that he's able to be out on the court and help them in that regard, that's going to be, I think, essential for Kansas. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him maybe get a few more minutes tonight as they continue to work him back to 100%.
So UNC Wilmington's averaging, Tommy, 108 points a game so far this year. Let that sink in for a second. Isn't that crazy? They're averaging. Now, that was inflated by a 143-91 win over another team I've never heard of. So the Mount Olive Trojans, they put up 143, so inflates. But in their other two games, it was 92 and 89 points. It would be nice to see a team like that can score. It's capable. It's in their DNA. For KU to absolutely shut them down. The over-under's at 158, wouldn't touch it. But that would also be maybe this will be a good test for the KU defense. Maybe not. Maybe they're not really that good. But 160 in KenPom's not terrible.
Which game are you more excited to watch? The KU game against a high level opponent, this K-State game where they're playing the worst team in Division I basketball?
Because now the 40 point spread is in play. So the answer is K-State for me, because I can't get enough of that 40-point spread. Like, I'm so intrigued by a 40-point spread, I can't stand
it. Depending on how this game turns out for Kansas State tonight, might tell us a little bit more about the Mississippi University for Women.
That's true. I got to know what their chances in Division III are this year. I did not intend to spend very much time on that today, but I had no idea was in the cards.
I hesitated as I was reading it because I'm like, wait, that's a typo. I'm looking at the wrong page. Mississippi Valley State played the Mississippi University for Women men's team. Can we get just one more time before we go to break? Jack, can you tell us the former name of that university one more time?
Sure, I can. Actually, I have to pull it right back up again, but I had it. There it is. Nope. I don't have it anymore. Okay. I don't have it pulled up.
We'll bring it back up after the break.
Yeah. We'll get you there. This is incredible.
Okay, he's got it.
Okay, yeah. Here it is.
It's the Industrial Institute Industrial Institute and College for the Education of White Girls.
So let that sink in, everybody. Did not know that school existed. But it did. There in the great state of Mississippi. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. Last full segment right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.